Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning so for all that you have done in our life. We are grateful, O God, because you have been so good. Thank you, Father, Lord, because you have been the keeper of our life. Thank you because you have been our strength. Thank you, God, for every provision you are making for us as your dear own children. Thank you for our going out and our coming in. Lord, thank you for the grace, O God, to move forward. Lord, we bless your name this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for all our hearers, all those who are following us on this platform. Lord, we pray that, Father, in the name of Jesus, they will know peace, they will know progress, they will know good things, O God, in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray for this word that is coming for this morning. Let it bring forth your glory in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus this morning. I'm so happy you are there waiting for this program, Church on Air. I want to thank God for all of you who are corresponding with us and those who are asking us one thing or the other. Now, let me say quickly before we start today's program that I have said that anyone that wants to invite us to their church, you know, just give us a few weeks' notice, and by the grace of God, we shall be there. Thank God for all those, you know, inviting us. Thank you for believing in our ministry. And I know that, you know, the work of God in your hands will prosper more and more in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, let me say that you can help me to call somebody or phone somebody that Church on Air is on this channel and that God is about to bless us. This morning, I pray that my God will surely bless you. God will make a way for you. As you hear this broadcast this morning, I pray for a new thing, for a new turnaround. Even the favor we are preaching this morning will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And so it shall be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we open our Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses 20 to 24. 1 Samuel 10, 20 to 24.
And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. And when he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matri was taken. And Saul, the son of Kish, was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they inquired of the Lord further, if the man should yet come hither. And the Lord answered, behold, he has hid himself among the stubs. And they ran and fetched him thence. And when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people, from his shoulders upward. And Samuel said to all the people, see ye him whom the Lord has chosen, that there is none like him among all the people. And all the people shouted and said, God save the king.
God save the king. Hallelujah. Now, can you see, start to imagine this morning, and I want you to understand very well one thing, that, you know, to be favored means, number one, to be singled out of the crowd for a blessing. You know, when God singles you out among the crowd and, you know, put a peculiar blessing upon you, that is favor. Look at the story of Saul. You know, I've been telling you, he didn't campaign to become, you know, the king. You know, he didn't do any extraordinary thing. You know, he just came to Samuel to make an inquiry of the missed, you know, animal. That was what brought him to Samuel, not knowing that it was his time to be favored. It was his time to be enthroned. It was his time, you know, to be recognized. And that is what I believe, as you are hearing this word this morning, that it's your own time to be favored, it's your own time to be blessed, it's your own time to move forward in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when he came to Samuel, he didn't know, you know, that something is in, you know, offering for him. He wasn't aware that God has prepared Samuel to anoint him to become the first king of Israel. You know, this morning, I want you to believe God, and I want you to believe his word, that something is about to happen in your life, in your family. Something that you are not even thinking of. Something you are not expecting. Favor is bringing them to you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, a person who is favored is blessed beyond ordinary. A person who is favored is blessed beyond the ordinary. You know, the favor that God is bringing upon you will make you to be far above others. Can you see the favor on Saul? You know, that favor made him to be blessed beyond every other person. You know, this favor can't be bought or purchased with money. Can you see now? This thing came from God. That's why it is God that favored men. When you are running around people, when you are going around begging people for something or the other, excuse me, you're a beggar. You know, but the moment you can sit down before God, you know, and you give your life to Jesus Christ, and then you ask him, Father, please, I want you to favor me. Do you know that God is a God of favor? And it will come down unto you. So, what I'm going to say this morning is that, you know, God blessed Saul beyond his equal. You know, God blessed Saul, I know, above his fellow. And I believe that it is happening to you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. So, the favor of God, give us the blessing we do not deserve. The favor of God, you know, now, Saul did not deserve this blessing. Okay, what has he done for Israel? You know, has he been school for Israel? Has he done wonderful things? You know, as at now, Saul has never done anything extraordinary before God appointed him. Before God, you know, pick him up. You know, can you imagine that? He was not even known. You know, his family wasn't known. All we know is that he was from the tribe Benjamin. That was all. But you know what now? When favor of God came upon him, he gave him a blessing that he did not deserve. I begin to see this morning that even the blessing they say you don't deserve is coming to your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. The blessing you don't deserve, the blessing you don't expect, the blessing that say it is not your portion, come on, receive it this morning. I say receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. So when walking in favor means God is pleased with us. When we are walking in favor, it shows the pleasing of God into our life. Hallelujah. This morning, you know, I want this your life to be soaked with this word. I want you to believe this word because as you believe it, you will have a new testimony. As you believe it, something good is happening in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, can I say this and say very, very well that favor brings an end to weeping. In the Bible, you see a lot of people weeping. You know, Hannah has been weeping over the years. You know, weeping because he needed favor for what? For a child. You know, and at the end of the day, that weeping, that sorrow turns to joy. Let's see in the book of Psalm 30, verse 5. Favor brings an end to weeping. Psalm 30, verse 5.
For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Joy cometh. Weeping endures for a night. That you are not permitted to be weeping all this. You know, it means that, you know, what terminates weeping is favor. When favor comes, weeping must bow. Can you see now? Now, Bible says, you know, in Christ is life. In it is life. So when you are a child of God, you are a child of favor. Can you see now? When you are born again, you are born to be favored. And I want you to know that this is not the time. All this struggle is in your life. All this distraction in your life. All those things that is happening in your life. All this weeping, all this labor, all this, you know, toiling. I command them in the name of Jesus Christ to come to an end this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Also, you know, favor brings the blessings of God from everywhere, even from unexpected source. You know, from unexpected source. You know, somebody was sharing with me how he went to greet somebody at home. And as he was leaving, the man gave him, you know, a car, a very fine car, you know. He didn't go there to beg for a car. He just went there to visit, you know. And as he was going, the man said, please come. You know, it's like the Lord is touching my heart to give you this car. Can you see now? Now, that is favor. He went there just to greet. So, favor brings the blessings of God from everywhere, even from unexpected sources. You know, this morning, you know, God is coming to you to favor you, even from things you are not expecting. Also, can I say this very, very well, that favor brings the mercy of God. Favor brings the mercy of God. You know, favor is mercy you know, that prevented you from getting the consequence of sin you deserve. The consequence of sin you deserve. You know, can you see when people prayed, you know, when they have sinned to God and they prayed? Like the, you know, nation in the faith. Bible says, you know, they have sinned, and then God sent Jonah there that they will die. You know what happened? You know, the whole town prayed, including the children, including their animals. You know, as they prayed, you know, Bible says that the mercy of God came. Can you see that? So, you know, that mercy is favor. So, favor brings the mercy of God. And that was why the favor of God was preserved. Even, you know, Jonah thought that God will destroy the whole land. But the moment they cried to God for mercy, mercy prevented them from getting the consequence of sin. So this morning, I don't know your situation. I don't know if you are in sin. You know, you can cry to God for mercy. And what will bring this mercy is favor. Even though you might have done horrible things, probably you have done things that, you know, ears must not even hear at all. Probably you have done things that, you know, that is so bad, you know. But one thing I know is this. If you can cry to God this morning, if you can ask God for forgiveness, God is ever ready to forgive. Bible says he's plenteous in mercy. You know, Psalm 86, that's why he was telling us that God is plenteous in mercy. So favor turns away the wrath of God. Can you see? Favor turns away the wrath of God. So instead of wrath, you have comfort. Instead of wrath. So if you can cry to God this morning, even if there is wrath of God over your family, I tell you that is coming to an end right now. If you can call to God, if you can call for mercy, if you can ask God to have mercy upon you, then comfort will come. Let's see Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 12. Let's open to verse number 1. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 1.
And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thy anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me.
Can you see? You know, why? Because he prayed. When he prayed, you know, the anger of God turned, you know, and the mercy of God came. Can you see now? That's why this morning, you know, no matter what you have done, you know, when you cry to God, no matter the sin you have committed, when you cry to God, the, you know, the favor of God will transfer mercy to you. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you under satanic convenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Welcome to this program again. I am sure God is blessing you. We are talking this morning on the power of favor. The power of favor. And you know, we are sharing, you know, what favor is and what favor can do. Now, the last time I was telling you that favor turns away the wrath of God. You know, that instead of wrath, comfort will come. And this is coming to you as you are putting forth repentance, as you are turning to God this morning. You know, the mercy of the Lord is coming upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what am I saying this morning is that favor delivers you from prevailing judgment. Can you see now? So we are rescued from eternal damnation. You know, when favor comes upon you, when you have repented, you know, this favor delivers you from every judgment that is over your life. I don't know, you know, the judgment over you this morning, over your family. I don't know what you have been, how you have been suffering. I don't know the anguish that you are experiencing. But one thing that I know this morning is that when you ask God for mercy, you know, favor will come and God will turn around his wrath over your life. I see God doing this for you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, also, can I say that favor of God makes us to flourish? I'm sure you want to flourish. Yeah. You know, everyone wants to flourish. You know, but through favor, you can still flourish. Probably you are barren. Probably, you know, you are down. Probably you are just like nobody. But when favor comes, it will shoot you up. You know, it will make you to flourish. Now, let's see that popular scripture in Psalm 92, verse number 12. Psalm 92, Verse 12.
The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
Can you see? The righteous, not the unbeliever, not the ungodly. It is the righteous. God has planned that the righteous, you know, he has placed a covenant, you know, over the righteous to flourish. Now, are you a righteous being? A righteous man is a man who walks after God. You know, a man that is born again, a man that is keeping the law of God, a man that fears the Lord. You know, that is a righteous. A righteous has a right standing with God. Now, Bible now says that, you know, a righteous will flourish. You know, now, let's read again, you know.
The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
You know, a palm tree always produces fruit all year round. You know, either dry season, or you know, or rainy season. So, you know, God said you are flourishing. Can you see that? God said you are flourishing. That is the favor that God is placing upon your life. So, this favor makes Abraham to flourish. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Esther. Name them. You know, they flourish. Why? Because they walk in God's pattern. It makes Joseph to flourish. Why? Because Joseph walked in the righteousness of God. You know, so the moment you two, you know, start to walk in God's righteousness, you will flourish. I pray this morning, as you are hearing this word, no more dryness in you, no more barrenness in you. You are not going backward again. You are going forward in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, this favor catapult you forward. It puts you on the front seat. You know, favor of God brings you to a level that your certificate cannot bring you. You know, favor of God brings you to a level where your age cannot put you. You know, favor of God makes a young boy to become a king. Can you see now? So you need this favor of God. Hallelujah. You know, you need it. You know, favor brings early satisfaction. You know, my prayer this year for you is that, you know, in the early months of this year, may God satisfy you. May God come to you. May God bless you. May God do you well. May favor brings early satisfaction. Early in life, you are making it. Can you see now? Early in the year, you are making it. Early in the month, you are making it. You are having added advantage. The devil will be surprised. You know, it's like a football team. You know, when you score early, in the, you know, in the early hours of the tournament, you score two goals. It will make your opponent, you know, to be shaken. Now, let's see the Psalm. Psalm 90, verse 14. Psalm 90, verse number 14.
Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
That is the prayer. Satisfy us early with your mercy. Satisfy us early with your favor. You know, God will satisfy you early. Early in your marriage, early in your business, early in your academics, early in your career. May God satisfy you early in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, favor brings quick answers to prayers. Can you see? Some people, they will pray and pray and pray and pray. They will ask you, where is God? You know, I can't feel God. They will tell you, I've been praying this prayer for the past 3 years. I've been asking God for something for the past 6 years. He has never answered me. Excuse me. You need to be favored. So what you are asking for the past 6 years, somebody asked it for just 6 minutes ago and he got in it. And you are still asking, and you are going from mountain to mountain, you know, and you are going from here and there, and nothing is happening. You see, may God favor your life this morning, you know, because favor brings quick answers to prayers. It is favor. Look at Isaiah chapter 65. Isaiah 65. Now, let us read verse 24. Isaiah 65, verse 24.
And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear.
You know, he said, before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. Can you see that? Now, what makes, you know, a man that before he calls, God will answer? Is because there's a favor upon his life. You know why we say, there are you alone, are you? You know, because before he calls, Bible says, I will answer you. It's like, you know, you have a child at home who you love so much. Before he asks you something, you will arise to give to him. Why? Because that child has a standing favor, you know, with you. Hallelujah. Look, I want to tell you this morning that as from now, things will change your life. In fact, now your prayer life will become wonderful now. You know, one thing I want you to know is to pray. You know, when you pray from now, God will give you instant, you know, answer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, also look, favor brings responsibility from God. You know, when you are favored, then you are into responsibility. A favored man has a role, has a responsibility, has a peculiarity, just like Joseph. Bible says Joseph was used in the house of Potiphar. Can you see? Favor brought him to the house of Potiphar. Favor placed him where? Bible says Joseph became number one after the wife of, you know, of the man, of Potiphar. You know, and favor pushed him higher and gave him responsibility. So, when favor comes, responsibility comes. When favor comes to you, I'm telling you, responsibility comes. Look at Esther. Look at Daniel. They were used by God in Babylon. What? Favor lifted them. They were catapulted, you know, in Babylon. And look, they are into responsibility. So this favor coming upon you this morning will make you to become more responsible. You know, we give you better role. And so it shall be in Jesus' name. You know, when Joseph received, you know, the grace of God upon his life, when he received this favor, you know, he will become more responsible. May God find you responsible. That, you know, when this favor comes to you, you will not disgrace God in the name of Jesus Christ. And finally, this today, you know, favor attracts the anointing of God. Favor. When a man is favored, like Saul we read this morning, you know, it attracts the anointing of God into his life. We do extraordinary things in the kingdom of God. You know, favor makes you to do extraordinary. I know we always watched men of God, you know, on YouTube, you know, on cables, and I come and see how God is using them. You know, I see the favor of God upon them. I can see that this anointing is not self-generated. I'm talking about the real men of God. And if you too want this anointing like I desire it also, you know, you need to go to God. And God will bless you mightily in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray for you this morning. And as I pray for you, open your hands. Anywhere you are, open your eyes. I want to pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, by the favor of God, all your years of labor is erased in the name of Jesus Christ. All this laboring, you know, under struggling has come to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for somebody here that you have been weeping over the years. Now that weeping has come to an end. No more toiling in your family. No more toiling in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for somebody there this morning that this is your time, even though you have lost hope, but favor is bringing back hope to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, this is your time to be favored. You'll be favored in all areas, including marital life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray for somebody there that you will go from success to success in the name of Jesus. You will shine brighter and brighter in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, this favor that has come upon you will empower you to overcome in every obstacle in life in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for somebody that, you know, in every battle I declare you winners. Every battle of life you will surely win in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I pray for somebody there that, you know, right now God will amplify your strength over your weaknesses in the name of Jesus Christ. And no matter where you are, favor will locate you. No matter where you are, favor is locating you this morning. No matter where you are, favor is locating you this morning. You are having a new testimony. Receive them right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I decree this year that your season of depression, discouragement, lack, I know oppression has come to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. Your season has come and you are no more weak now in the name of Jesus Christ. A change has come to your life. Get ready for your season of favor and blessing and plenty in the name of Jesus Christ. So it shall be. in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening this morning. I will see you tomorrow in church, where I will pray more for you. And may the Lord bless you mightily in Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books and various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.